It was one of those days where you pull down your pants in the morning and take your piss in the shower. And
What?
You pull down your pants in the shower? I do that before I go to the shower.
Hey, I said you do one before the other. I didn't say do them both at the same time.
Why do you pee in the bath as well? Why don't you just aim from the toilet where you are?
What?
That's a true test of skill.
I don't step in the... Yeah. Sure. Okay, so you pull down your pants, and then instead of shooting in the toilet, which would be the easy thing you do, you shoot into the shower.
What? That's Are you a Philistine?
Yes. I've never actually learned what Philistine truly means. I just know it's not a good thing.
The definition is a man who pees in the shower when he could aim for the toilet. And then there's a picture of you.
Welcome to Gentlemen Discussing Video, episode...
You don't even know what episode it is.
33. This is Happy Man.
And that's everybody else.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Animage. Sort of.
Hello, I'm Freaky.
I'm Jabob.
Hello, I'm MD.
I'm Fishouts.
So we've changed up the format a bit, starting with this podcast. Actually, starting with last podcast, but... Actually, wait, did we? I don't remember. I'm so confused.
We're acknowledging that the format is changing this episode.
Oh, it is changing from this episode. Okay, so first off, Fanfiction Hour... No, yeah, Fanfiction Hour is going to be back. Maybe not this time, because Catsman's not here. But it's going to be back, and Catsman's going to be doing all of them rather than me, because I think he does it a lot better.
That's
what we've been playing is gone forever. Fuck that segment. We're never doing it again because it's fucking boring. Takes way too long. It's gone. And then I want the game book club to be longer. We'll see how that turns out. That's about it.
Catsman's actually really good at doing fan fiction hour.
He's crazy good at it.
There was one he read that he just did it in this really forced, enthusiastic way. It was great.
I think that was the Obama and hot dog fanfiction.
No,
Sonic fanfiction that I sent them. Like, and Tails say, and Sonic say, and Tails say. That one. Anyway, we got some comments. Pokemon X and Y runs like shit in 3D. It literally drops 10 frames per second as soon as it starts raining. I never noticed that.
It's really bad when you turn on the 3D. It just like...
Oh, in 3D, yeah.
When it works. That.
I never play it in 3D, so...
Like most places, it doesn't even work, right?
No, it works fine.
I mean like it doesn't have it. Like it disables it.
Yeah, it would impact performance too much.
It only
presumably has
3D in battles and in caves.
Yeah, exactly.
And the 3D is so bad in battles and caves, it's like, why?
South Park's actually a hit or miss show right now. It had some great episodes and some pretty bad episodes, but it's nowhere near all fart jokes. No, I never said the show is all fart jokes. I said the trailer is, but I still hate that show.
I don't like it either. It's super lame.
You're skipping a bunch of comments.
Yeah, I'm skipping the one that talked about I'm skipping the ones that we can discuss in any way.
You mean the ones that piss you off?
Yeah, he means the ones that piss you off. Okay, let me be the anti-censorship
or the ones that are about the book club. So, Actress is fucking awesome. Favorite SNES platformer. Didn't care much for the God game except for on my other playthroughs though. Kind of, I like both actually. That's what makes that game so good.
Someone asked, "What's the outro theme again?" I think every time we use it, someone asks. Every time.
I've never heard it used before.
We should just put it in the description of the podcast.
Raw Attraction?
If anybody could make a good story out of Borderlands, it's Telltale. I don't know if I agree. I fucking hate the story in Borderlands, and I hate Borderlands in general, so I don't know.
Well, if what's-his-name is involved, it's probably not going to turn out so well.
Is Telltale the one right?
Anthony Birch.
Halfman, you missed a very important comment. Let me just read it.
I want more dodge!
Thanks. Yeah, I skipped that one purposely.
People got pissed off about Catsman being dismissive about YouTube channels. About YouTube channels losing revenue because of the copyright thing.
Apparently musicians lose money too, like people do covers of video game songs or whatever.
I don't think it's worth it just because it's hitting a few shit channels, because there's some pretty good channels too.
It's that are getting everyone. Affected.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't matter how good they are, it matters that they're being affected by it, and like it's because YouTube has always had a terrible copyright detection system, and now it's just everyone has to deal with it now. That's like what happened. It was nothing really changed. It's just that you can't hide behind being partnered anymore.
Well, I hear the Nintendo contract is just the opposite. You have to make sure your game is playable without 30. What does this refer to? I already forgot.
I made an assumption that they require you to have 3D or something in your game if you want to have retail, because there's a lot of weird bullshit like that if you want to have publish retail for a system. I guess not, though. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think all of them have 3D. Or at least they have minimal 3D, most of them. Finally, there was a point in this podcast where Hatman referred to Joel McHale as Joel Schumacher. I couldn't stop laughing. Schumacher directed that shit as Batman and Robin, so I think he'd be right at home working on next year's VGX.
I remember that somewhat. Happening, and I thought about it. I thought about saying something, but I'm like, you know what? He doesn't need to know.
Yeah, I didn't catch on at all. That was totally unintentional, so.
That's fortunate.
I just had Joel on the mind. That's the first Joel I come to think of, so I just call him Schumacher. I didn't even know, like, who it was. The name was just there in my head. But that guy made a great movie.
Would the VGAs or VGX be better if Joel Schumacher
was involved with more ice production? Punks.
Yes!
Oh, God.
Cool ice!
But what about Joel Hodgson?
Cool.
Allow me to break the ice.
What killed the X-Bone? The Ice Age!
Jesus Christ.
Cool party!
I would tune into that, honestly.
Revenge is a dish best served cold.
I think I've all right. Time to move on.
The Revenge is a dish best served cold. And Mr. Freeze in that movie is probably my favorite Batman villain. Not Mr. Freeze, just Mr. Freeze in that movie. So good. Anyway, time for the news.
Is Hexler playing music in the background?
Yeah, Hexler's cleaning.
Speaking of the house, vengeance,
his girlfriend's coming home tomorrow.
Hexler has a girlfriend? Ew.
Yeah, girlfriend.
I hope he dresses up in his maid costume for her.
It's me.
Hexler's not a maid costume.
Oh, wait, that's, yeah, okay, that's
Dodsky.
How can you get Dodds and Hexler mixed up?
Because they're both kind of just part of the GLA, but don't show up that often. That's why.
Speaking of Revengeance being a dish
behind the scenes. Have you ever watched Wrecking Crew? I would say Hexler shows up quite often.
Yeah, Hexler always yells about anime in the background.
I don't watch Wrecking Crew that much, so.
That's fine.
Grumpy is just like, wait, Mitch.
I did when he played Shenmue 2.
Okay, news time. Let's go.
Yeah, news time.
No, I'm just gonna... No.
Okay, don't.
Okay.
Somebody else read the news.
So, here it says, fuck off Namco. Dark Souls lead developers resistant to mobile version due to controls. Namco Bandai is trying to get FromSoft to port Dark Souls to, I guess, iOS and Android. For some reason.
How would it even work?
It wouldn't, probably. Unless you used a controller plugin or something.
I'm pretty sure it'd be a spin-off or something.
Yeah.
Or maybe a side game that would give you extra humanity by tapping the screen something like that.
Yeah, tap the screen, get 10 humanity.
Yeah.
Didn't...
That'd be amazing.
Epic Games make like some kind of action slasher on iOS or something.
Dude, Max Payne is on fucking iOS.
Oh, jeez.
Well, there's like, a bunch of games on there. I know a lot of games from like sixth generation or...
There's also this... Yeah, like GTA, GTA 3 is on there.
Yeah. San Andreas, something like
that.
I mean,
Max Payne's the one that bothers me the most because that game's super fucking hard.
FF6 came to Android recently.
Yeah, it was fucking terrible.
I know, it's awful. Where's that image? Oh, it's like the tapestry someone did it for FF6.
Yeah, like, but like Squeenix has been, like, and a bunch of companies have just been porting like DS games to iOS for years.
I think Squeenix is kind of the George Lucas of video games. At least with like all of the Final Fantasy ports where they make tiny changes every time.
Here's a picture of the Final Fantasy X ports.
That's funny.
I think it looks fine.
This really bad looking look is right next to a picture of the Tyne that's like of the castle Figaro, I think it's called.
Yeah, that's a
weird looking 3D model, and then there's a Koopa telling you what to do.
It's like they did half the work that they put into like Final Fantasy IV on the DS.
Yeah, that game's amazing.
No. Why did they even bother redoing the graphics in the first place? I don't get it.
Because they started doing it with 3, and then they were like...
I've actually been playing, I've been playing Final Fantasy VI on an emulator on my tablet, and that looks a lot better than this game does, actually. So I don't know why it's even... Like,
yeah, I know.
Why don't just port the SNES version to this?
That's what I'm saying. Why don't they just use the original SNES graphics? Those were good.
Or the GBA graphics.
It could be because they're
the GBA graphics were
on Nintendo consoles, so they can't really.
No.
Oh yeah, that's probably why.
It was identical to the SNES version, except
Well, that game was on PS1 too. You just get the PS1 version.
Oh God.
Yeah,
loading times, man.
I want them to port the PS1 version of Final Fantasy V to everything. Keep the translation.
Oh yeah, apparently that translation was really bad.
Dragons are wyverns.
Had they gotten rid of Ted Woolsey by that point?
I don't know.
Yeah, because Ted Woolsey was so Final Fantasy VI. No.
Ted Woolsey was awesome.
Ted Woolsey worked within his limitations. Like, what the fuck does anyone have against him?
Don't tease the octopus, kids. Teddy Woods was fucking awesome.
Yeah, he had like, what was it, 30 days to port or translate a game, an entire game to English.
He worked extremely fast too, and he did a pretty job. He did a fairly good job.
Okay, look.
Considering his time restraints, pretty good.
It's not, but the memory restraints were a severe limitation too. Like, that's what people.
Yeah, there's that. Understand. People blame him for like censorship stuff that had a lot more to do with Nintendo at the time.
Yeah, also, I think Ted Woolsey made Kefka better.
Yeah.
Like, in the Japanese version, supposedly, like, Kefka swears a lot and he's really, like, just an asshole.
Well, swears are different in Japanese.
Yeah.
They're not really.
But in the American version, he just says, like, son of a submariner.
Oh,
stuff
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
But he's also really evil. But he says all this weird shit.
I mean, in a way, like, making it like Saturday morning cartoons works for some of those games. It's just because, like, Squeenix always took their plots too seriously. And that takes the edge off, kind of.
Yeah.
He doesn't swear like a sailor, but he sure likes to poison people.
He swears like a submariner.
And, I played, I don't know if I mentioned this on the podcast or it was somewhere else, but, I played a ROM hack of Final Fantasy VI called the Final Fantasy VI Brave New World, and it changes a bunch of gameplay stuff and makes it a lot better. Like, a lot of the characters are more unique in the way they level up and stuff.
Does it start with Pocahontas?
No.
What?
But they changed like some of the script around, and they restored Kefka's swear, so he swears way more. And he's way worse now as a character, I feel.
Didn't they also replace Ultros's bad puns with
internet memes? Well, I forgot about that too. They replaced his puns with internet memes.
Himna?
So he's like, this is Sparta and stuff.
Okay, so like it's a super bad translation, just like the Chrono Trigger retranslation, which just makes every piece of dialogue really stiff and awkward and shitty.
Well, that's most JRPG dialogue.
No, but
Chrono Trigger's pretty good about that, though, generally.
Yeah, Chrono Trigger's fine. No, but, like, there's a retranslation that the fans did, and it's so bad. It's, like, they put in honorifics from Japanese.
What?
They fucking mistranslate shit, and I suck at Japanese,
I can
tell.
I hate when they do that in anime. Why do they do it in games? That's stupid.
Yeah.
My translation will be better, because it'll be literal. Ha ha ha.
Yeah. Yeah, like...
But, hey, guys, best fan translation, Mother Free. Not even a fucking contest.
Yeah, obviously. Because those people are like Craigasm.
Yeah. They're like Craigasm.
They're all Craigasms if you think about it.
Yeah.
Alright, we got any more
I
news?
I do think about it.
Yeah, we have more news. What else do we have? So Metal Gear Rising got ported to PC. It was actually a pretty good port, which is surprising because I don't think Konami does many PC ports. Like they, I think the last one they did was, gosh, I don't know.
Did they actually fix the resolution thing yet?
I doubt it. I don't know. I haven't paid attention. But yeah, there is a problem, I guess.
I guess people, mostly AMD users, are randomly experiencing issues.
It's over both manufacturers.
It's over what now?
It's with a boat manufacturer, so AMD and NVIDIA. It's at random, like, some graphics cards can't handle the game and others can, and it's not proportional to their performance.
Okay. I thought it was, like, mostly AMD users, though. Mm.
Anyone play the port?
No one here. I don't know.
Yeah, nobody here.
I would have, but then my computer decided it was gonna die.
We had like 3 or 4 people streaming it, but of course none of them are here.
Nope, but I heard that the port was actually made by a team of 5 people ported it to PC.
That's all you really need, though.
Who developed the port? Was it Platinum? Or someone else?
I think it was an internal team at Konami.
Okay.
Platinum's got a lot on their plate at the moment.
Yeah. I heard the Castlevania Lords of Shadow port was actually pretty good, too.
Who cares? That game's not very good, so...
Yeah, that's the thing. It could be a good port, but it's still a bad game.
Well, I mean, regardless, the port...
Yeah. Yeah. Same engine, right?
They ported Winx Club to PC a couple years ago. That's all I saw.
Okay, and then let's keep moving with the news, I guess.
Okay.
Shaq Fu 2...
Yeah, I'm excited.
I'm pretty sure he just said it's a like it was a joke.
Really?
What? Did he?
No, Shaq wouldn't lie.
Why would someone just go and?
Pregnant, but...
I trust Shaq. I would trust Shaq with my life, so I think he will deliver.
Why would someone just go? And
it was just
like that.
It was just a tease. It wasn't. He just like made it. It was just like an interview, and he was like. Said some dumb thing about Shaq Fu 2.
Well,
Shaq
says
like
dumb shit in interviews all the time. It's basically his shtick.
Shaq Fu 2, watch out for someone.
So it's probably just him fucking with people.
Dude, how many copies of Shaq Fu do you think Shaq owns?
Zero.
Zero because he doesn't play video games because he's a famous NBA basketball player.
I'm sure he plays
and he's like
video
jacked.
Games.
He's
retired now, though.
Do you think he ever plays NBA games where he's in them and it just like plays as him only?
Yeah.
Every time he has to pass the ball, he just passes the ball back or something.
Yeah. Can you make your own characters in basketball games like you can in wrestling games?
Yes.
GLA Basketball League.
You can make your own characters in any like EA game.
Okay.
EA sports game.
Shaquille, pass the ball. I'll pass it back to you, Shaquille.
Yeah, exactly.
And then he's gonna cry.
My offense is like the Pythagorean theorem. There is no answer.
What else do we have?
Okay. So,
Alien Isolation.
Yeah, it's looking like finally a good Aliens game in a lot of years.
I heard Sega's like extremely nervous about it after Colonial Marines.
Yeah, considering that game was about Lion Deceit, where that's
like
the same thing.
I like how they're now like worried about their game's quality, like 7-8 years after Sonic 06 came out. Oh yeah, maybe we should good games now, guys.
It's because here's why it is. It's because their games actually need to be good now. They didn't care before because they had other things in their company, but now they're a much smaller company and they have to put some
video
games.
With Who is it? Who is their parent company?
Sammy.
Holdings, right, right. And it has something to do with the pachinko industry, right?
Mm, yeah. Maybe. It's like gambling now, and gambling is heavily regulated in Japan.
Wait, they got rid of pachinko? I doubt that highly.
It's just they had to come to regulations or something of how many pachinko machines they can distribute in as many areas. So they can't sell as much as they can.
They can't just rely on that to make them money anymore. They have to actually make quality games.
But yeah, that kind of disappoints me almost. But at the same time, at least makes good games for Sega. But like, I don't know, it's just funny to me to profit off of like middle-aged people sitting in fucking parlors playing their dumb middle ball games.
I would have waited a little bit longer to release an Aliens game rather than just 1 year after the fact.
I
was just thinking about that.
They've already been working on the game for like 6 years.
Yeah, maybe, that's what I think it was.
But still.
Well, maybe they didn't want a repeat of Colonial Marines where they were working on it for... God, how long was it?
Over 6 years.
Yeah, but it got tossed around to different developers.
Well, I mean, while money got siphoned off to other projects at Gearbox. By other projects,
Fish
I mean
heads,
Borderlands.
What are you talking about?
Talking about Gearbox being a shit company.
Yeah, like, they are.
What? Talking about.
But Telltale's working with them. Telltale wouldn't dip their fingers in dirty water.
Yeah, Telltale didn't make Jurassic Park or anything.
What are you talking about, Jamba? Telltale's a paragon of virtue and great storytelling. Shut up now.
I love my decisions that are super important. Blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
How many?
I don't know what just happened. I honestly.
The Telltale games that are being made. You got The Walking Dead Season 2, you got The Wolf Among Us, you got the new Game of Thrones game, now you got a new Gearbox. Fucking hell. How many Telltale games do they need to do?
Well, they churn out content fast.
I guess they just have one engine that's easy to code for or whatever.
Yeah.
You just put in models and tell them to do things.
Their games don't look great.
Nope, they don't even look good. They have like tons of weird glitches in the first one.
The Wolf Among Us looked a lot better than the first season of The Walking Dead, but still.
Yeah.
But yeah, everything from Isolation I've seen, it looks good. It's horror. So no shooty all the time, like the previous game we will not mention anymore.
And you play as Ripley's daughter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what was a good Aliens game? That one on the DS? That
Alien Infestation.
Yeah. Who made that?
Way Forward.
Yeah, Way Forward. That was a good game.
Way Forward.
Mm-hmm.
Way Forward.
Yeah, I agree, MD.
Wow. You guys obviously don't know.
I do know.
Okay. Moving on. Okay. So
I'll go.
Okay.
Ouya co-founder left the company. Probably not a good sign.
Oh,
wait,
no.
What?
The Ouya founder.
Oh. Her name is Mufi Gadiela or something.
That's kind of the name you would expect from
Gadiali.
From someone behind the Ouya, isn't it?
Yeah, because they're Middle Eastern and therefore can't be trusted? Yeah.
No, that's not what I was trying to say.
So yeah, Rat's leaving the sinking ship, I guess.
But you can't really say that because she was Amazon's project manager for the Kindle, and that was a huge success.
Well, I mean, I guess she saw the writing on the wall and decided, I'm out of here.
So it's not the rats; it's the king of the ship.
Wait, the king of the ship?
The king of the ship.
The ships have many kings.
She wasn't the really obnoxious one, was she? She was just someone running the company, because there was another woman who was in charge of it who didn't have a foreign-sounding name, who I think was really obnoxious on Twitter about the Ouya and about people doubting the Ouya.
Oh, was it the same one who said, you can really crank the fan?
I think that might have been it, yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh my god.
I think everyone kind of forgot about the Ouya with the Xbox One fiasco, but...
Why? I mean, who the fuck plays on that thing?
Well, the Ouya or the Xbone?
The Ouya. The Xbox has a lot of people buying it for some reason.
Yeah,
moving
I don't know.
On.
I think people were pretty doom and gloom about the Ouya just going back to when it was first announced.
Aren't there meant to be a Ouya every year?
Yep.
Yes. Ouya 2, Ouya 3. That won't get old. That won't be exactly like a phone.
Well, it is basically a crappy phone in a box.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. My phone is better. Big surprise. It costs twice as much as an Ouya.
Yeah.
But, you know, next
all
thing.
Right. Okay. Let's see. Someone else go. I went for the last few
finally.
Ones.
Okay, good. Okay, so Capcom says that their main Resident Evil fan base is between the years of 30 and 40 years old. And they are worried that they are going to grow too old to buy video games. And this is why all the Resident Evil games thus far have sucked. Because they're aiming for a younger generation.
Oh.
Hmm.
Hmm.
So
even though the 30 and 40 year olds who are buying the games are giving them to their kids. Great.
Even though 30 and 40 year olds tend to have disposable income.
Yeah.
To spend on video games.
Like my dad who used to buy like 5 video games a year and then they'll barely play them. Yeah.
I feel like Capcom doesn't really think ever about what they're saying. Like, they say some of the stupidest crap.
You want a quote, MD? Because I've got a quote right here. Capcom is saying they're collaborating with fashion brands that are popular among people to help give Resident Evil more exposure among the youth.
I take that back. That is fantastic. And
I remember more than a year ago, they did this exact same thing with Final Fantasy. Like Fantasy 13 characters. And I don't remember what company it was.
It wasn't Prada, but it should have been Prada.
It was some really like luxury clothes company that the.
I'm trying to think of how I can make a really nasty slight against Nomura's art.
But I have to like. Yeah, it's art dislike.
His art sucks.
Fuck you, Nomura.
There you go.
Yep.
But I wanted to say, does this mean that Resident Evil 7 is gonna be Oscar baiting or something? I don't.
What.
Yeah,
in order
those are the
kind
of people
seven,
that watch the Oscar movies.
Yeah, they're making a 7.
Fuck
I mean,
that game.
I didn't. I'm sure it's not been officially announced yet.
No,
but they're obviously
making
it.
Yeah, they're working on it, obviously. So
didn't,
everyone,
the one that was on 3DS,
Revelations.
Oh my god,
Revelations.
Yeah, Revelations. Why can't I think of the names of anything today? Revelations. Didn't that outsell RE6?
I don't think so. No, but it had higher critical acclaim.
Yeah.
Yeah, people liked it more than RE6.
I mean, the thing with Resident Evil 6 is that it sold because it's Resident Evil, probably not because of all the changes they made. But Capcom's going to assume that it sold because of all the changes they made.
I think the main reason, though, that people bought Revelations was that it had Conan O'Brien as a guest star.
Get it?
Yeah. Look it up.
No.
What, you mean his review of it?
No, I mean Conan O'Brien's in the fucking game. Haven't you played the game?
No, I haven't.
There you go. Jamming. Holy suck.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I just found another news item.
Okay. Speaking
I'll say that at the end.
That's what?
speaking of antics from Capcom and Square Enix, does anyone remember when they were when they were in serious financial trouble? Well, not serious. At least Capcom, it was fairly serious. Not so much for Square Enix. When they were in some financial trouble this fall, and they opened up a bunch of mobile studios, since, you know, it costs a small amount of money and you can get a lot out of them. Well, that didn't make them that much money. What saved them in Capcom's case was sales of Monster Hunter, and in Square Enix's case, it was Final Fantasy 14 subscriptions. So,
yeah, that game's getting really popular now.
Thanks, Final Fantasy 14.
FF14 has, I think, more subscribers now than FF11 did at its peak.
Really?
I thought you were going to say WoW for a second, and I was like, please don't say WoW, please don't say WoW.
I wasn't going to say WoW.
I know.
Well, how big are MMOs now compared to them?
Well, yeah.
like Final Fantasy VII, was that around like World of Warcraft the Mania or?
I think it was before that. I think it started.
FF11 came out before World of Warcraft did.
Yeah, I see that now. So that's probably why people weren't as many people weren't catching on to MMOs yet.
Yeah, but they're, you know.
I mean, they were a thing long before them, but World of Warcraft really made it, you know.
Well, I mean, it's surprising, especially after how much of a disaster the first version of FF14 was.
Yeah.
Think that brand would be kind of poisoned, but I guess not.
Well, I mean, it's really just the number. I don't know. But, like, I think it's still a crappy game, but it's just a little bit less crappy now. I haven't played it, but
I've never played it. I don't. Yeah, cool.
Hey, look, it's an MMO. It's made by a giant company. What do you expect?
I don't really play MMOs later, but I don't know. The people I know
like
play
a
it.
Huge
it's kind
overhaul
of, fun,
of it. So. It's practically a different game now.
Okay.
Say it, Joe.
Apparently, Final Fantasy XI was the most profitable Final Fantasy game ever, so I guess 14 is now the most profitable ever.
Well, I mean,
well,
just because
time,
it has
maybe.
The most subscribers doesn't mean it's going to be the
well,
most.
Well, you know, there's still a subscription for it.
Yeah, FF11 like, making the money for years. Yeah.
Well, they still have a subscription.
That game's not free already. Damn.
People still play it, even now.
That's bullshit.
Even 10 years.
Now
later.
That they have 14, 11 should be free. That's what I think.
It's not
well, there's enough people playing that they can still make money off of
clearly.
So. I think they're still pretty different games. So how about that SimCity or something?
What?
It went offline. Fuck you, that guy from Polygon who's an asshole.
What? Someone from Polygon said why it was online only?
Remember,
and like defended them?
Remember Arthur Gies, that guy.
I hate that guy. Like, he's the same guy who said that they're gonna start doing fucking green light reviews, but then someone commented like, hey, what Kickstarter reviews? You wouldn't do those, would you?
That
guy's
an
like,
asshole.
Nope. And he was like, that's the same thing, you idiot.
No, but he back when the whole SimCity fiasco was going on, he said something like, if you insist that SimCity would work offline and you don't work at Maxis, then you literally don't know what you're talking about.
Wow. Okay.
I didn't even get how it took him 6 months to do this. Some modder did it in, like, what, a week?
Yeah. Well,
yeah. You know, they wanted to do something different, or maybe they wanted to make it, like, cross-compatible or something.
Maybe
that'd
they're
be smart.
Awful.
Do people
maybe
shit,
they just didn't
guy,
give a shit, yeah.
Sorry to interrupt, but I just remembered back when the original version of Final Fantasy XIV came out, and Sanquara was still streaming here, and all he would do was just stream himself fishing in that game all day, would never do anything else.
Oh my god.
Jesus Christ.
He insisted it was really exciting.
What fishing game would you stream yourself playing?
The best fishing game that Shigesato Ito made.
Sonic Fisherman's Adventure. Bass 2 for the PlayStation.
No, but it has to be a sub-game of
game.
Sonic Adventure.
Sonic Adventure, yeah.
What about Sonic Adventure?
Is the fishing.
The only fishing game that matters.
Oh, yeah.
They also allowed mods for it recently, but there are like strict rules, like it has to be PG-8 or something and all that.
Are people still playing that game?
No.
A bit, but, like, it's minimal. It's like Diablo 3. After a month, everyone just fucked off and never came back.
I wonder why.
It's like Diablo 3 in many ways, actually. I wonder if it'll get a PS3 version now.
I wonder if they'll open up an auction house and close it 6 months later. Real money auction house, I mean.
Wasn't there already a real money system in it?
For Diablo, yeah, but not for...
No,
oh, wait,
for
SimCity? Maybe, I don't know.
That I would imagine DLC, there would be, because I know EA said they were basically going to put one in everything they did.
Oh yeah, they did say that. They're going to have microtransactions and everything.
It's funny how people forgot about different. EA after the X-Bone.
How do you mean?
Nobody forgot about EA.
People haven't paid as much attention to them, or I guess they haven't.
They haven't done anything.
Well,
like SimCity.
There was
like,
Battlefield 4.
Yeah, Battlefield 4, which was originally terrible. Like, it kept crashing or something, I can't remember.
It's still terrible, isn't it?
Okay. Well, I know someone who actually likes it. for the gameplay, not for whatever other bullshit it does, I guess. But and you know, but people are upset that it's not Battlefield 2, of course. But apparently, their commander system doesn't even work properly, so that's shit.
All right, what else we got?
151 Japanese devs name best games of 2013. So, okay. 151 Japanese developers were given one vote for what their game of the year was, and The Last of Us, 14 developers said, was their favorite, and that tops the
list. How many are affiliated with Sony, I wonder?
It doesn't give us any names or specifics like that, or anything.
Wow. Does it show like all of the games? I want to see a link.
How about it doesn't really matter, because like The Last of Us was developed by Naughty Dog, which is not a Japanese company.
Exactly, that's what this list is mainly about, is that a lot of the top spots aren't Japanese games. In fact, of the top 10, three or four of them are Western devs, and the top two spots are Western developed games as well.
Wow. I'm surprised Grand Theft Auto is number two. What the hell?
Yes.
Yeah.
Last of Us, Grand Theft Auto 5, Dragon's Crown, Final Fantasy 14, Kentai Collection, which is a browser game. Beyond Two Souls is number 6, which surprisingly beats out Monster Hunter 4.
Candy Crush!
It's worth noting that the number one... Okay, it's really worth noting this. The first place only has 14 votes, so it's not some kind of landslide at all. And people are taking this out of context a lot.
It is a landslide when all the other votes have, like, one vote. The majority is...
It's not a yes, but, you know, it's...
The most developers.
It's the most, but it's, like, 10% of them, which is not, you know... Like, it just shows that they have stronger, like, the strongest base, like, the strongest communities for the games in Japan are for Last of Us and Grand Theft Auto. And then everything else is almost irrelevant.
Well,
one vote for World of Tanks.
I'm guessing World of Tanks on the Xbox?
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, I like the game, but to call it Game of the Year?
Hatsune Miku well, Project Mirai 2 got one vote. That's pretty good, I guess.
I bet fucking Bioshock was
on
there, right?
It's on this list, hang on.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, there we go, I got one vote.
Oh, yeah. That's good. No one cares
Hotline
about that game
got
anymore.
Three votes.
Right next to Tomb Raider and Killer Instinct.
Walking Dead got two votes. Cookie Clicker got two votes too. Oh,
Zelda: A Link Between Worlds, one vote.
Aren't the Japanese game industry is pretty down on itself recently, aren't they?
You think?
Oh, I'm not Japanese.
We're not.
I wouldn't know. I'm not the person to ask. About
no, I just
yeah,
you've heard
not.
Of a lot of people within it. Criticizing it a lot.
Well, there's like the standard problems in the Japanese technology industry of like people being super overworked and stuff, but
I don't know, the games don't really go good with export anymore, I guess.
Well, there's only like 10 years that they really did. But there is Nintendo.
We're almost out of news, aren't we?
Happy Man, didn't you find a news?
Game Center CX the movie. Has anyone seen the trailer?
No.
You want to explain the synopsis?
Not subbed, so I don't know what the fuck is going on, but it's a movie about Arino as a kid in school and is trying to impress some girl or something.
That's not Arino, it's a completely different character.
Oh, it's a different character?
Let me see if I can pull up the synopsis, hang on.
I saw Tojima as like a school warden or something, like he's a groundskeeper. So I'm assuming like the ADs are gonna be like side characters in the movie. I hope Nakayama's in there, so he's my favorite. Yeah, I don't know anything about the movie besides the trailer, but apparently Animage had info about what it's actually about. So
the story takes place in both The story takes place in Japan in both 1996 and 2006. The 1996 storyline follows a gamer named Daisuke who wants to confess his feelings for Kamuki, a girl he likes, all while trying to reclaim his copy of the Famicom game Mighty Bomb Jack that he lent out. In 2006, the hapless game company manager Arano Kacho struggles to complete Mighty Bomb Jack in front of fans. The storylines of the boy who loves Famicom and the middle-aged man who loves Famicom eventually merge into one. And that's it.
But they're not the same person?
No, they're not the same person.
It's not Erino as a kid, okay.
No.
Also, it's Erino, not Erino.
Sorry.
It's also Daisuke, not Daisuke.
Sorry!
Daisuke, whatever you said.
I can pronounce Japanese names, but I can't read them.
What?
It's not anime, Dad.
It's manga, not anime. It's anime.
Hexler pronounced anime like anime.
Anime?
It's weird to me. Anime.
You mean the Japanese way?
Yeah, I guess.
Or whatever.
But it's weird saying it in English.
Yeah, because it's not...
Apparently the film is released in February, I think. It's when it's going to
be. Oh, that's
be
pretty
out.
Soon then.
Yeah, next month. Apparently, I think.
We should watch it in the afternoon.
That's what I gathered from the trailer.
It should be super fucking camp. Yes.
It's probably going to be really low budget. But it's going to be fine.
Well, Games of the CX is on very high budget, like the show.
Oh, no. No.
It's extremely low.
Okay.
Have you seen the Phoenix Wright movie? Or at least
no,
the trailer
that sounds
for
amazing.
It?
I want to watch it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
We watched it on After Dark once.
I haven't seen the movie, I just saw the trailer.
It's also a live-action movie of Cromarty High School that I wanted to watch for a long time.
What the hell is Hexler doing in the background? It's really loud.
He's just pots and pans and running around.
He's just watching this. I don't know. Is it really that loud? I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. We just hear a little clang every now and then when you talk.
There was music earlier.
Yeah.
Tell him to shut up.
No.
No, tell him.
No,
tell him to put
he's doing
video,
the dishes.
Tell him to put a video game in his butt.
No, he's not about that life anymore. It's hard out there for a pimp, dude.
What's the next section of this?
No,
of
we got
podcast?
One more news. Yeah. We got one more news.
Okay.
Final Fantasy 10:2.5, the book.
Oh, shit.
What? Oh, shit, yeah.
So.
Sean told me about this.
Okay.
Shall I read a brief synopsis of this
Please
book?
Please do.
Okay,
please do.
So, the book starts with Yuna and Tidus on a boat going on a cruise, but their boat crashes on an unnamed island, and Tidus sees a whole bunch of blitzballs on the beach, so he decides
That's
to run
like
up.
That sounds like him. That's the only thing he thinks about.
So he decides to run up and kick one, but it wasn't a blitzball, it was a bomb, and he blows up and dies.
Hang
is
on,
that
are
true?
We start...
That's true.
Wait,
and
whoa.
Then, no,
are we starting
head,
fan fiction
Tidus's
hour
head,
now?
Tidus's head flies to the air and lands next to Yuna, who then passes out.
What the fuck?
Yuna then resurrects Tidus.
Oh,
who's made
okay.
out of fireflies now.
What?
I should
and
know
the
that
whole
the...
book ends in a to be continued.
What?
Is this a what? Real book?
This is a real book.
This is
like,
a real book.
Yeah, we will kick a blitzball. Oh shit!
Did we start fanfiction hour early or something?
Mitch, does that thing tell you what the title is or something?
Final Fantasy 10:2.5 Japanese.
No, yes. What? Oh, in Japanese words, right? Okay, it says
Aino
like.
Desho.
Shut up! No, I'm trying to translate it. It's like reparation of eternity is the best translation I can. Think of. So it makes no sense.
It's about Tidus kicking a blitzball bomb.
And
he came back to life and then he kicked the blitzball, but it was actually a bomb. Okay. Sure.
Wow.
See, what Sean told me is that the end of the audiobook hints towards a Final Fantasy X-3.
Yeah, that's the to be continued.
It. Yeah. And so I wish they would make one just so we can play as the best Final Fantasy character in the world, finally.
Apparently, the book actually goes into another story that they're writing for the HD remaster, but it's an audio drama, so...
Okay.
Please let us play as Jekt in a game at some point. It's not fucking the fighting game. Fuck that game. I don't care.
I think that's
definitely
news.
The greatest like, GTA protagonist ever.
Should we do like our top games of 2013? Maybe
you did that. We did
best games of the generation last time. We can do for 2014. I have no opinion because I didn't play anything this year.
Okay.
I vote. I don't know. Like, other people go first.
Best and worst games of 2015.
The best game I played. I didn't play many games that came out this year. I like Ni No Kuni a lot. That was a good game.
Was it this year though?
Yeah, it came out in January. It came out in North America in January.
Okay. I didn't know.
Worst game, probably fucking BioShock. Or at least that made me the most angry. Probably technically worst was that fucking Anonymous Agony game, but I've talked about that enough.
You just wanted to make this segment up so you could talk more about Anonymous Agony.
No!
Yes!
I want to talk about that less. I want to think about it less.
Sure,
you Fish wants us to check our exoskeletons.
Quiet podcast we've got here.
It sure is.
God damn it. What's next?
Normally we have people talking too much and talking over each other.
So, what console do you think had the best year? I say 3DS.
Yeah, I was going to say.
PC Master Race all the way. Kappa.
Fuck you, Jamba. Game Book Club. Yes. Unless
we're talking about best.
No, we're not. We're Game Book Club.
Well, okay. What other choice is there besides the 3DS? What other choice is there?
Yo, the Wii U and all the...
all the three
Let's
games.
Let's just move on to Video Game Book Club.
And then nothing came out for any other system because the PS4 and Xbox haven't had time to have games that matter. And then the PS3 and Xbox 360 don't have games because, you know, I know you were. But I'm just saying, like, you know, all of the Sony and Microsoft consoles are just super irrelevant right now. Because, you know, it's that transitional period.
Okay. What about Game Book Club?
Game Book Club is fucking ActRaiser. Who played it?
Does it count if I've played it before a long time ago?
Yeah.
Sure, okay. Why not?
I played it for like 5 minutes before.
I beat the whole game.
I watched Mouse stream it a little, and I fell asleep.
So, ActRaiser is a part action,
it is a
hack and slash side scroller, and part god game.
Yeah, you play as God of Earth. And the earth is full of devils and shit, so you gotta go down there and kill the devils yourself and then create civilization out of these devil lands. So, how it typically goes is there's like 6 areas in the game. You go in there and you kill a bunch of people, and then you build a temple, and people start coming out of that temple. You build it, and you help them build a city. And you help fight off monsters that attack the city. And then typically, you have to do another action level, then you move on to the next area.
You grow the land out, you grow your civilization out, so that the people can purge the monster spawns.
Yeah, there are monster lairs scattered around the world, and you can destroy them, but it takes a long ass time because you gotta kill every monster in there, and they come out one by one, and there's like 100 monsters. But the easiest way to do it is to lead your people there, and they will destroy your monster slayers themselves.
And then once you do that, the final monster of the area, who's the main boss of the area, will come, and then you can challenge him and attack him.
Yeah, and then the area is safe. So, the first area is just kind of standard. It's like forest level, whatever. You fight a centaur, and then you fight a minotaur. He lives up in a fucking castle. And, it's not much to that. The second area is called Blood Pool, which is fucking badass.
Oh my god.
There's a big lake in that area, and it's full of purple fucking water. And I forgot why it's purple. Does anyone remember?
It's because it's blood.
It was red in the version
censorship.
I
yeah, it's red.
It's literally a blood pool.
There was a lot of censorship in ActRaiser. A lot of
in the
changes.
European version.
No, it was the American version too.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, like, yeah, because I don't want to mention that it's
God
actually
is
God.
Changed into the Master, and yeah. Satan is changed into whatever the name of the last boss is.
I don't remember.
And also the...
I don't think it was actually called that in the Japanese version, though. I don't know.
He was, though.
Okay.
And then they check, because one of the gods, the bosses that you fight had the name of a Hindu god, and they changed that name.
Okay.
Because you are God killing a Hindu god who is a demon of Satan.
Yeah, whatever.
So that could...
If you think about it, ActRaiser is an accurate rendition of what the apocalypse is going to be like in a couple of years when God comes down and kills Obama and his minions.
Yeah, I know. When Obama becomes a fascist dictator and all that.
Mm-hmm. Also, wasn't there a sequel?
Yes, there was a sequel, and it's like pure side-scroller, I think.
Mm-hmm.
ActRaiser 2 is fucking dog shit.
I think it's fine. It just builds on the action stages, because there's not a whole lot to do in the town segments, the sim segments, or you can't really interact with your followers as much as you just lead them and tell them where to build, and just sometimes solve a problem that they have.
It's better than one map in ActRaiser one that's like ridiculously hard because the citizens are retarded.
I don't recall.
I can't remember which one it is.
The thing about ActRaiser is that it's got mediocre action segments and mediocre sim segments, but it somehow manages to combine itself into something that's more than the sum of its parts.
Good job saying something super generic about it.
Thanks! Woohoo! Also, the combat's like Castlevania.
Oh my god!
Phone!
It's not that much like Castlevania. I guess it's slow like Castlevania.
It's similar to Castlevania in that your attack has a delay.
Yeah. Like I said, slow like Castlevania.
Mm.
You should play like... Oh man. Okay, well, should we pick the next book club game? This podcast sucks.
Oh, we talked about it for 3 minutes. Okay, let's move on.
Yeah, but nobody's...
Why don't we talk about it more, dude?
Okay, let's talk about it more. What else is anyone going
to
say?
Sometimes you gotta go back and forth through the different fucking areas. Like, I don't know if it's Bloodpool, I think it is, when the people don't know how to fucking build bridges, they're dumb. And you gotta go back to another area before that you cleared and be like, hey, help these guys build bridges. And you take an offering from them that's a bridge, and you take that bridge over to the other guys, and they're like, oh, so that's how you do it. And they can build bridges.
Yep.
And, like, what else? Oh, yeah. In one of the cities, people get struck with depression. And you gotta go to the desert town and get the gift of music to those people, and then they don't have depression anymore. I wish that was how it worked in real life.
It is for some people.
Yeah. And also, you gotta help the people. What else? Oh, yeah. There's a bunch of different natural things that are in the way for city development. Like, there's a bunch of fucking sand that you gotta use the rain to clear away. I don't know if that really works. We work in a desert. You just make it rain a lot in the desert, and then it's not a desert anymore.
Yeah. It's a miracle. Happy
it wouldn't
man.
Work.
Yeah, it is a miracle of God. And then, you know, you gotta clear away swamps with the sun and stuff like that. And it all uses up magic, which you later... You can also get the magic to use in the levels. That really helps. The fucking fire... The fire rain spell is always what you want to use, because it's the best one.
No, the star.
Oh, yeah, star. That's what I meant, was the stardust.
So I think there's a hidden message in ActRaiser. Mm-hmm. It's about how, like, the Manifest Destiny is actually a good thing because, like, you know, it's about settling lands that, you know, is all natural and beautiful in its own way and shit, and just making it more like an area that humans can just live in and fuck everything up.
Yeah, you know, like, the whole island is basically a big city by the end. Like, there's so much buildings.
Yeah, also commentary. Yeah,
secret trick. If you want to get max level before you go fight the final boss, you go back to the earlier cities that you built and use an earthquake to destroy all the old buildings. And then the people will build new buildings that house more people, and the population will make you level up.
Oh, yeah.
So you just go back and just destroy everything so they can build better houses.
And that's really dumb that they can't just build better houses themselves.
No, that's interesting that's how you
do
it.
Yeah, you gotta
like
break down
showing,
in order to build up.
Yeah, for the greater good. You're showing them the wrath of God so that they...
You're showing them how to do proper urban development and ruin your city even more.
The more people you have and the more people that follow you, the more powerful you are.
See, I wonder how many...
It's just like real religion.
I wonder how many squatters died in those earthquakes.
Oh, I made sure they did.
Fuck them. God doesn't care about squatters.
Yeah, that's why they're just there. I mean, come on.
Fuck the homeless, Happy Man 2014.
No. Hey, man, it's the word of God. I can't disobey it. Fuck the homeless.
Jesus.
So, at the end, you fight a boss rush of all the big bosses from each area, and they're a bit faster. But you have the Stardust magic, so they're all easy as fuck anyway.
Does it make you feel like boss rushers are kind of cop-outs?
Yeah, they kind of are.
Yeah,
a lot of people have a lot of trouble with boss rushes, like before the final boss, but this one wasn't too hard, I think. But a lot of people have trouble with it in this one.
Depends which one it is, I guess.
But yeah, the final level is called Deathheim.
I usually like when in later levels bosses come back as normal enemies, better than because
it makes
just
you feel strong.
Rush.
Like, oh, fuck this guy, he's beneath me now.
Yeah.
And then in the ending of Act Raiser, it's very sad as you've cleared out all the demons, and then the people slowly start to forget about the god, and then
they don't
fade
need
away.
God anymore.
Yeah.
They're and past then you fade religion. Away yeah, and your avatar just turns into a stone statue.
That's so sad.
It's a good game. So our next game is a doubleheader. Another thing we're gonna stop doing is argue about what we're gonna play next time on air because it's fucking boring and it takes way too long. So we decided before we started recording, it's gonna be a doubleheader. It's gonna be Cat Lateral Damage and Cat Planet, both indie games.
Cat Planet.
Yeah, Cat Planet.
Oh, there he goes.
It's a great game.
Of course he screamed that.
Hexler, you suck.
Tell him he's gay.
Yeah, tell him he's
They're both freeware games, so go get them. They're great games. Cat Lateral Damage and Cat Planet. And then post about one or two or both of them in the comments. I don't care.
Yeah, one or two or both. That makes sense. Alright. Okay, I want to say, though, you forgot something, Captain Man. You forgot again to say live from wherever we are.
Fuck.
We need to... That was only an hour.
Are we done?
Do we have anything else? We must have something else.
What do we do?
What do we
do? Hang on, I've got something. What games are we looking forward to in 2014?
I was about nothing. To say that.
Not a goddamn thing.
Okay, let me. I have something. Well, first of all, Ultima Raid Shio Regum to get developed more. All the other roguelikes I care about to get developed more. I'll save you the list. And then
the fact that you said I'll save you the list just filled me with
that
absolute
many.
Horror.
There's not that many. It's mostly Dwarf Fortress because that's always interesting.
The only one I can think of that I'm looking forward to this year is Super Smash Bros.
And yeah, I was Smash Zero. Bros, but I don't want to get a Wii U, so.
Get a Wii U. Okay,
it's
Zero's
on the
3DS finished.
Then. It's on the 3DS.
Oh yeah, it's coming off 3DS.
No, every time I think I need a Wii U, there's always a reason I don't.
Yeah.
Wii U. Who's looking forward to Dark Souls 2?
Nope.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I guess I am.
I'm not really into Dark Souls, so I'm just kind of, okay.
So kind of tired of Dark Souls that I'm just completely dehyped about anything that's anything to do with it.
That's
I just
why
don't hype about like anything.
You play the new one, Mitch.
No.
Oh, yeah, Mario Kart 8 comes out really soon.
Can't get that, you just do the...
What's your guys' favorite Mario Kart game, like overall?
7.
So,
Super SNES version. That's not. Double Dash is the best one.
Yeah.
It's either 7
but
or Double Dash.
If the SNES version had 4 players, that would be my favorite.
What Kickstarter? Oh, Hat in Time. Yeah.
Oh, God, I forgot about that. Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to Shovel Knight when it comes out eventually.
And any other Kickstarter games that are coming out this year?
There's Project Eternity.
That's coming out this year?
I think so. Okay. Wasteland 2, I think.
Okay.
Double Fine
Adventure.
Yeah,
like,
but that's early access.
These Kickstarter games are actually starting to come out now. Like all the big projects. Barkley 2 is coming out too. Yeah, I'm excited for that game.
I don't know how far Star Series is gonna go.
Oh God, what's it called that I was really looking forward to? That Radio the Universe.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that on the Kickstarter watch. That game looks good, too.
Yeah.
Donkey Kong Country Returns Tropical Freeze comes out really soon. I'm looking forward to that.
Crank it up, please. Cranky Kong.
I'm so excited.
Time to crank it up.
Oh, Tales of Symphonia is getting that re-release. Yeah.
Oh, shit. To what?
It's getting a re-release to PS3. I forgot about
that. Fuck yeah, dude. Love that game.
Yeah. sure.
It's okay. What's wrong?
It's okay. It comes with two, so I already don't want
it's
that.
The only, it's the only it's the only Tales of games I've ever played, so.
Oh, that's why.
Are the others way better or something?
Mostly, yeah.
Symphonia, yeah. Symphonia is like baby's version or something.
It's not bad. It's just like.
Sorry for being a baby then, just because I haven't played any other of those shit ass games.
No, look, I don't like. I mean, I don't like JRPGs. I'm just saying what other people have said.
Kirby Turtle Deluxe.
Just be an asshole like
you. Yeah, that's good, Jamba. Yeah. You should just parrot hearsay instead of
coming up with
your own opinions.
Yeah, I don't have an opinion on any of those games. I'm just saying what other people say.
Happy, I got two games.
Hey, let MD talk.
I got Kirby Triple Deluxe for you. That's coming out. Don't forget.
Oh, shit! I didn't know.
Yeah. And then your favorite, Persona 5.
Fuck that game. I'm excited for Kirby.
Am too.
Who's looking forward to Final Fantasy X in HD?
Okay, man, it's got Blitzball Online.
No.
HD Blitzball.
No Blitzball. No.
Yoshi's Island 3.
Why do people like Blitzball? That fucking sucks. It's the worst minigame ever.
Is it better than the rest of the game?
No, it's worse.
What's Blitzball?
Yeah, Blitzball is way worse than the rest of the game.
Which is hard to say, but it's true.
There's a sixth Hitman coming out for real?
Whatever.
Why?
But the bro's gonna be crazy about that.
He's super excited for T4, don't you know?
I've never heard the end of how bad the last one was. He talks about it all the time.
Well, actually, Crystal Dynamics said that they're gonna make this Hitman more to the original Hitman formula.
Oh shit, I haven't heard that before.
They said the same about Absolution, though.
No, but they kind of said, yeah, Absolution was kind of shit. We gotta do better this time, guys.
That's just the Peter Molyneux cycle, though.
Maybe.
Speaking of Crystal Dynamics, aren't they doing Tomb Raider again?
Definitive Edition or a sequel? Because they're doing
yes,
both.
Sequel. Definitive Edition, though.
I think, yeah, they are.
This year.
More like Derivative Edition.
Yeah, you know what? It's good that they call it that, because you know what fucking bothers me? When a game with all the DLCs is called Game of the Year Edition, when it was never named Game of the Year. What the fuck?
Hey, you know what? They stopped, like, it has to be named Game of the Year by one person, and then it'll be called it, like,
but oh, yeah,
they
probably.
You just find a homeless guy, ask him to name a Game of the Year.
I don't think they do it if it's not actually Game of the Year by some publication, because, like, New Vegas didn't get a Game of the Year Edition, it got, like, some other name.
Game of the Year.
New Vegas got Ultimate Edition.
Even though they called their version Director's Cut.
Oh, there's an Oddworld remake. I forgot about that.
That's coming this year, isn't it?
Yeah.
Also, wasn't there a Neverhood game coming out this year?
I will check.
You mean Armacrog?
Yeah, it's a Neverhood inspired.
Are we discussing upcoming releases or something?
I don't know. That's, we're killing time because we've only been going for an hour and 15.
Actually, I'm fine if we quit right now because I wanted to do short episodes anyway and do like every 2 weeks or so.
But that okay, that'd be cool, I guess.
And that would be cool because like I don't really hate. Like editing, just for editing. I hated it because I had to sit through like 3 hours of boring ass shit ass conversation, and I had to edit it to come up with the best parts.
This is like, by the way, this is like the calmest podcast ever. Like, what the fuck?
What?
Well,
like,
I mean,
it's like not at all like people yelling at each other.
There's only six of us.
Six of us. I think it also has something to do with who's here.
Yes.
Yeah, because I'm known as not being all over the place and shit, sure. I don't know, I guess I'm the only one who's like...
Well, usually people get mad at you, but I don't think people who tend to get mad at you are here.
Well, the thing is, we used to be mad at you, but now it's like, whatever, dude.
Yeah, we've given up.
You weren't here for a while, so we just got mad at Mao instead.
Yeah, like, I fucking can't listen to him. I wanted to be a part of every single
That's the problem,
one,
actually. It's when Mao is here, because he talks over people all the time.
He does.
But the World of Darkness MMO might be coming out this year.
I'm not even allowed to perv on Mao anymore for a whole year.
Why not? Anyway, like,
did he get a restraining order?
No. I turned 18, and Mao is still underage.
Not
Mao
here,
is
he's not.
17.
He's not
legal.
Yeah, he's legal.
Oh,
16
is legal.
Legal.
In,
yeah.
Oh, Never mind then.
We told you this every time, too. Fish.
Yeah. I'm sure the problem is definitely not that I'm basically sexually harassing him. It has to do more with age.
It has to do more with the fact that Mao's a bitch.
If it's over the internet.
So long as they're old enough to bend over anything.
If you think about it, since everything on the internet is a lie, he's not even really talking to Mao.
That's true.
Is this even real?
How can sexual harassment be real if dicks aren't real?
Every time I think of sexual harassment, I think of what Pierce said on Community. Why would I sexually harass someone who turns me on? And then I'm like, yeah.
What?
Confusing statements.
When I say, Mal, I'm going to grab your ass, whether you like it or not, I'm actually talking to Shawnee.
Right. So Mao is underage, and soon he will find the joys of sex.
I feel like that's a good place to end on.
Is that a blurb for a porno or something?
I guess it is.
Hey, Jambo, you should imitate me again. That was way better.
Fucking nerds.
I wasn't there to hear it.
I was bad at it. Don't worry about it. There's an entire half an episode.
Yeah, because nobody can duplicate me. I'm too unique.
Yeah, right.
Fuck
that. Rah, rah, rah. I'm gonna suplex this cat. Yeah. I hate women.
What?
Okay. Over sit on my lap, Deb, so I can shove this Wiimote up your ass.
That happened.
Where's my skull, bitch? Yo, Hexler, where my skull
is? Yeah, that was a weird game. Me and the brother were playing We Dare.
God.
Which is like...
Oh, God, that game.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like a really sexy party game.
It's not, right?
Me and the brother played it during his Sweden visit, second Sweden visit. And one of the mini games involved like me putting the Wiimote in his like back pocket and him laying down on my lap and I like moving him around to control the character on the screen. And we were flying like knights into dreams and trying to collect rings.
What?
And the whole time we sang I Can Show You the World. So that was a good game. Most of the minigames were just dancing games.
Is that a Swedish developed game or something?
It was developed by Ubisoft.
Yeah, it was a French developed game.
Was this streamed or
No. Sorry to disappoint you. Next time we get four people, then we'll stream We Dare.
If I ever visit Sweden again, we gotta play it.
Yeah, we gotta play that then.
I like the list of the music in this game.
We Dare is fucking funny, dude. It's probably really cheap, so it's worth picking up if you can find it.
You can't. It never came out in America or the UK.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So I'm really lucky then that I was able to find it.
The game's YouTube trailer has since been blocked from viewing by Ubisoft, and US release plans were shelved. This was followed by a cancellation of the UK release, citing negative public reaction for some reason.
Man, so this is a rare game. I'm going to make some bank in the future
this
when
is
I sell
a
this
debauch
shit.
Game.
Dude, debauchery.
This game is going to be like the Uniracers of the Wii.
You can buy my Wii there for $100.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll go up with Suikoden 2 as highly desired.
No, it's not going to be Suikoden 2 level. It's at least going to be like Uniracers level.
I was being sarcastic.
Okay. Uniracers is fucking awesome, by the way.
Okay.
It has a level called Wario Paint.
Copyright, even though it's for this one Nintendo. I guess we're not using this for the podcast. Why are we even still recording?
Maybe someone will say something funny, but maybe that won't happen.
Anime.
Nobody has said anything funny this entire time except for the anime impersonating Half Man for that minute.
This has been Gentlemen funny. Discussing Video coming at you live from fucking Germany. If you fuck it, you know the deal by now. Goodbye.
Damn.
Wow.
That was beautiful.
Does Happy Man do nothing but insult the listeners?
Yes.
I never insult any listeners.
Well, you always complain about fucking nerds, which is probably indirectly insulting the listeners.
Well, it's insulting himself, too, if we're going to go that far.
No, I'm not a nerd.
Yeah, you're a nerd.
Yeah.
No, fuck you.
You play video games constantly and have, like, you're recording a video game podcast and you edit it and you have a stream every week for video games where you, like, fans of Fake Wrestling Association.
I guess that is pretty nerdy, right? I'm still not a nerd, though. Fuck that. I will never acknowledge that.
You're the biggest nerd, Happy.
No, fuck you.
And then Happy was the nerd.
No. Somebody told me today, did you know Vikings smoked weed? I was like, no.
They
fuck.
They didn't.
Fuck you that.
The Viking told me.
Weed is from like sub-Saharan Africa, what the fuck?
Who told you this?
Friend of mine.
Which one? Is it the guy who keeps inviting that shitty band to your place?
Nobody I've talked about here before. His name's Adrian.
Oh.
He believes all this crazy. Like, when we were kids, he believed that if you put your cell phone in the microwave, an alien will come out.
What?
Because he saw it on YouTube.
Yeah, that
gif.
It's like that gif, yeah.
Why? Does it's... what?
But an alien would come out.
How did
well,
he...
that's how what? Cell phones work. Little alien inside.
Yeah, that's how they can communicate.
Works
with
like
another.
A control panel.
Tell us the truth, Obama. What's in our cell phones?
Devil. The devil's in our cell phones.
Stop, Obama. Wait. Stop sending all these Amazon drones to steal our white babies.
So, as far as... speaking of firemen, did anyone hear about Christian's house burning down?
Yeah.
Christian, what?
His house burned down.
Okay, this is why we're still recording, I guess.
He tried making coffee in his bathroom, and a faulty wire set the house ablaze.
What an idiot. What?
Dude.
In his bathroom?
Yeah.
I'm the biggest Solid Shoe fan. I didn't know about this. Hold on, I gotta...
Like,
isn't he gonna sue?
Sue what?
Sue who?
No, he got, like...
I read something about him trying to sue the coffee maker guy.
He got,
company.
Oh, so he's like Kramer in that one episode of Seinfeld. Like, literally.
He got really pissed at Keurig on their Facebook page, I guess.
But like people, a woman sued McDonald's for them not saying caution hot on the coffee lid, coffee man. So,
dude, did you see those photos though?
What
the photos
what,
of her
the
pants?
Inside of his house?
The photos of the upper inner, like her inner thighs and stuff.
I thought it was.
Yo, that are you talking about the lady at McDonald's?
Yeah,
she got.
Wasn't the coffee
up.
Like
holy
on
crap.
The boiling point or something?
Dude,
it was
she
passed.
Got.
Yeah.
Dude. Like, I thought it was a bullshit case, too, until I saw those photos, and it's wow, you got fucking...
No.
One of my history classes, we were talking about McDonald's for some reason, because that was how my history class went, and some chick went, her burns weren't even that bad! So the history teacher just pulled up the burns on the projector, and we were like, oh.
Well, I actually know someone, like, who got similar burns, and yeah. She was asleep on an airplane while it happened, too.
Oh my god. Could you imagine waking up?
She woke up to that and had to go into the bathroom and fucking clean the shit off. And yeah, so they sued and got some money.
Good.
Yeah. But you know, she
is
like...
Is the Sonic Shoe website down or something?
It's been pretty bad lately.
Just keep refreshing the page, it should come up.
Oh god, that's the picture of her thighs?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, the person I'm talking about wasn't nearly as bad as that.
How hot was that fucking coffee?
That.
Was it like near boiling point or something?
It was over boiling point.
It was plasma.
Over boiling? What the fuck?
It was like 200 degrees.
It was fucking plasma.
Yeah.
You always drink coffee near boiling point, don't you? Or heat it? I don't know.
I didn't know something can go past boiling point.
Yeah.
Yeah, like boiling point is a specific temperature where things boil and things higher than it don't boil.
Solids, liquid, gas, and plasma.
Yeah.
What were we saying about Christian? Oh, right, his house burned down.
I'm trying to load that article now. The site is really slow for some reason.
Basically, I think like almost everything in there is considered destroyed. Did anyone see the video that he took of his house?
No, all his anime and stuff. All this fucking shrine to those girls.
Yep.
And stuff.
Did anyone see the video from like a few months ago that he took of his house? Because it's a wonder they managed to get out.
I actually saw it, yeah.
It's amazing that happened like a month before his house burned down.
How bad, like, is it really cluttered in there or something?
Oh, you have no idea, MD. There are rooms just filled with shit.
Yeah, it's been there for like, it's been like that for years.
Mm.
Probably worse since his dad died.
His house is a fire hazard?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
His mom's like a massive hoarder.
His father had to be rushed to hospital because of all the bug bites that he had.
Like,
father probably had to be rushed to hospital because his kid was awful.
It's kind of creepy to follow a person's personal life so closely, but at the same time, Christian is such a fucking interesting guy, like in every aspect. He's so fucking weird. It's amazing.
Isn't he like mentally handicapped or something?
No.
No,
well, he has autism, but he has much more severe problems than that.
He's high-functionally autistic, but I don't see how that is any excuse for what he does.
What? Like, what he does? What he does?
No, Jamba, besides, there's like 20 years of history on this guy.
Yeah,
you can't expect me to just tell you all.
Okay, I don't know everything about
what
Christian.
What are the highlights? I'm trying to think.
Fuck me.
Oh, the father call. The phone call with that girl's dad, or the guy who pretended to be that girl's dad.
Some people impersonated Miyamoto and said that they were going to publish his Sonic Shoe idea as
but
a
like,
video game.
Somebody also impersonated Reggie.
And
they totally believed it.
Oh man, what the fuck?
Hang on, let me...
He was willing to go to, what was it, Tokyo or whatever? Or New York City? I don't remember.
No, it was Seattle.
Seattle, yeah. But he didn't want to go because he insisted that Nintendo pay for the plane fare.
No, I think Redmond said he
believed that they were really gonna get an idea, but they wouldn't pay for the plane fare there, so he wouldn't
go. I bet he would have gotten mugged if he didn't go there.
Yeah, he wouldn't get mugged. So was his fucking striped shirt and that medallion. I wouldn't mug that guy.
I hope all that stuff got saved. It's probably gone.
I think he saved like one of his Legos, his 3DS, his iPhone.
Dude, it's Christian. He would go for his medallion first of all when the house started burning.
Well, he might have been. I thought
he might have been wearing it actually.
Hey, Jamba, start.
I thought
this.
He
watch these 200 videos and then watch the other 200 videos.
What the fuck? What
I
the
thought,
CWC Bill library?
I thought that he lost the medallion once he started the whole Tom girl or Tom boy thing.
Did he break
oh,
it?
Oh yeah,
he, like,
it became
smash
Tom
it
girl.
And shut it up his butt.
There's a lot of medallions.
Shit, yeah.
He says that it's the original, but he sent the medallion to people. It's been destroyed multiple times.
Destroyed, pickled, many different things.
One of my favorite videos, what really underrated the Christian video is when they were making Jackass 3. They asked fans to send in ideas for stunts that they could do. Of course, Christian misconstrued this information, and he took it as, send us videos of stunts you do. And so he made a stunt of him sticking his dick in snow and holding it there for like 15 minutes.
I forgot about that.
Oh, that's the best.
Why?
You call it the Quixicle.
What the?
I call it just a Tuesday night for me, but whatever.
Oh my god.
Why?
Oh my god. Imagine, just like, put yourself in his shoes. Imagine being him for like a day.
No. Never.
Imagine how fucking bad his room would smell. I would not want to be him for a day.
Well, judging from like the house tours he does, his room's the cleanest of all the other rooms in the house. Yeah.
Like, yeah. It's scary looking, but at least it's organized.
Yeah, all the Lego shit over there, all the science shit over there. I think my favorite.
How does his family make money now that his dad's dead?
Welfare.
How is it that hoarders always seem to live in the South?
I don't know.
Because hoarders are inbred Texans.
My favorite.
Shout out to all the Texans.
Shout out to Texas.
They're probably gonna hear me.
My favorite Chris Chan videos are the ones where it's not even like ones that he made. It's like found footage style videos where he's like in the background or something.
It's like Did you ever see the one where he's dancing at the park?
God, yeah. My favorite one is like the news report where it just happens to be in Charlottesville, and then just it's just an ordinary news report, and then like 5 minutes in, Chris Chan walks past.
Yeah, and he's kind of running past too. Like he's going really fast. You can see him.
No, but he holds up the medallion so that he shows it to the camera as he walks by. Yeah. But brand recognition. It's like some fucking Sasquatch style footage, which is Chris Chan waddling it back in the background.
No, the fucking video somebody took it at like a concert.
Mm.
Where he's got a like cut off shirt that says "Want Woman" on it, and he's walking around, talking to like little girls.
No, it wasn't a shirt. It was an exercise.
It was
bra.
A Wonder Bra, yeah.
Oh shit, it was an exercise sports bra. It says "Want Woman" on it. He's wearing fucking sunglasses.
Oh my god! I bet I can find this photo. I'm gonna try.
Oh shit, Chris Chan is so good, dude. He's amazing.
Well, it can't be worse than that Yulilia guy or whatever his name is.
Oh, Yulilia?
That guy's great too.
He's great.
Yeah, he only eats pizza.
Which is approximately 872 pixels ahead.
At least Yulilia has a fucking job.
Yeah,
that's more than Chris Chan has.
Does he really?
Is that the Sonic video where he says something like, the exit is 824 pixels ahead? Like, he knows fucking how many pixels are everywhere.
I think it's Bubsy 3D, because he really likes Bubsy
3D. Oh yeah, he plays Bubsy a lot.
I've seen a video of that. What the fuck was wrong with
that? I spent over 500 hours in Bubsy 3D.
The best part of that gif is the guy in the foreground just shaking his head.
Yeah.
What the hell is happening in these gifs?
That's Chris Chan dancing.
Oh god, why?
So is the second half of the podcast just going to be Chris Chan?
Yes. Let's have a daily Chris Chan segment.
This better be in the full version. This is better than the rest of the podcast.
Yeah, don't cut this.
Oh, I don't know where I'll put it. Welcome to the Chris Chan segment.
Just make it a long-ass cold open.
Like a 15-minute cold open? I'm just scrolling through the videos and remembering. Like, he did that SingStar contest with his imposter to prove who was the real Chris Chan.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
And he didn't so much sing, he just shouted over the lyrics.
I think
he looked like a man who was trying to pick a fight with music himself.
He made a whole album of songs.
He picked, There Were Rules.
Backstreet Boys song, I think.
Yeah, his own version of the Backstreet Boys.
He picked Smell Your Dick.
No, he didn't pick that. He had to pick. The challenge was that the challenger and him would pick songs that they each other would have to sing.
Oh, I hope it was Backstreet Boys.
I just remember.
I prefer NSYNC, but
the audiobooks are really great because they've got like narration and backing music and everything.
I prefer the actual official audiobooks made by him because he doesn't explain anything. He just shoves the camera in front of his comic pages and is like, oh,
Do you remember?
Savage was really mad.
Do you remember the sex education section of one of his comics? My friend and I watched that once at like 3 in the morning and we were just crying. It was the worst. Just the worst.
Go, my son, go and sap to the extreme.
I will. Thank you, Father.
One of my personal highlights, too, is the Parappa the Rapper contest.
Oh, man. That was great.
Sony held this contest. Like, there was Parappa the Rapper themed. You were supposed to, like, send in a video of yourself rapping a song for Parappa the Rapper, and the winners would get tickets to E3.
No,
and of course,
it was a weekend in New York, and he was 2 tickets to New York, and he wanted to win the contest so he could
take Megan, who didn't like him at all,
his then sweetheart, to go on a romantic trip to New York with him.
I think the thing with Megan was that she was really awkward, and Christian was the only person more awkward than she was.
Yeah. But then he drew porn of her, and she's like, "Nope, fuck this."
And the only reason he paid attention to that was because people said that it was his imaginary picture, his imaginary sister in those pictures, because he has an imaginary sister.
Oh,
called Crystal. Yeah.
Oh no, I thought that was his imaginary daughter.
Yeah, his imaginary daughter's sister. It's just as confusing. Oh man!
But then somebody else won the contest, and Christian like made several angry videos talking about how he cheated.
Yeah.
And then he made another video of him printing out the picture of the guy who won and shooting it with a gun.
It wasn't a real gun. It was a
the Megatron.
Yeah. Megatron gun.
Megatron gun.
There's an 11-minute video here.
Truly, he is the most interesting man in the world.
No, he is, though, because there's so much to talk
about.
Yeah,
he is. That wasn't ironic in any way. It's really incredible. Like, imagine, like, for a while, I almost thought he was a troll, but he must have had, like, dedicated his entire life to being a troll.
Yeah, you would have to construct your entire life from birth around messing with people wanted
man
to reach that level.
Like, now it's I thought to myself, like, imagine if Chris just makes a video, talks like a totally normal person, explains that Christian is just a character he made up.
There was
nobody
at
tried
some point,
stuff like that.
He did try to do that once,
but no one believed him.
Could have been part of it. That could have been him trying to seem like a really half-assed, like, backpedaler.
Well, now, like, there's no way he's not a troll. There's no way he's a troll because he's burned down his house and tried to run over people with his car, and, like, there's criminal records of him and stuff.
Yeah.
There's no way anyone who's a troll would go to those lengths.
Unless he is really, really shifting the paradigm.
No, this can't be true. He can't be an elaborate troll. It'd be impossible.
No, there's no way now.
It's too far. He went too far, if he was.
So his house burned down, and he ran over someone. Anything else?
He's made numerous threats.
The running over someone, like, he had this long feud with this hobby shop where he used to play Yu-Gi-Oh and stuff.
No, Pokemon.
And
Pokemon Trading.
I think it was both, actually.
Oh yeah, maybe.
He got banned from there, so he had this massive feud with the guy who I guess owned it or was the manager there.
Yeah,
he was the manager.
I think he owns it now.
Okay.
That, like, ended with him trying to run him over with his car.
Well, he didn't want to run him over with his car. It just sort of happened that way. Because he went to a bar to drink a bud. A bottle of bud. And then he thought it would be a good idea to take pictures of Michael so that he could make a dartboard with his face. And he's banned.
That's why he did it?
Yeah, and he has a restraining order against him, so he can't go there. So when he did go there...
He did that. He ran him over by accident, and then it was because he tried to drive away from the scene of the accident.
Mm-hmm.
That he wound up in court last year.
Christian is like the Truman Show if Truman was extremely autistic.
I would watch that movie.
I'm surprised he hasn't tried to blame trolls for arson with his house yet.
Well, no, because he was the one who started the fire trying to make coffee in his bathroom.
That's true.
Wait. What?
Yeah. There's not enough plugs or room in his house, so he had to make coffee in the bathroom.
The kitchen is too cluttered for him to get to the sink there, so the only source of water is the sink in the nasty bathroom.
At this point, I just want an episode of Hoarders with him then.
I was about to say the exact same thing.
Well, I'm Christian Weston Chandler, and welcome to my crib. And then he has an actual
dude,
crib.
Actually, that would be better, MTV Cribs with Christian.
People tried to get him on.
This is where the magic happens.
People tried to get him on Hoarders once. I think they sent. What's the channel that does Hoarders?
A&E.
They called A&E and stuff.
Yeah, it's not really so much of the A side. It's kind of just the E when it comes to Hoarders and shit. I was trying to show one of my Indian friends like why that show can be fucking hilarious. And we ended up putting on an episode that was that where the person was hoarding animals.
Oh god!
And that just like immediately turned him off to it.
What kind of animal?
It wasn't the guy who was hoarding rats.
Oh god!
Were y'all dead or alive?
It was a bunch of like farm animals, and they were all like extremely malnourished, and there was a bunch of cats, and they all lived in like boxes.
Oh god.
And of course there were probably dead cats buried under stuff.
Yeah.
Of course.
That's when it goes from like laughing at people to being like pretty tragic kinda quick in those scenarios.
Come on, let's watch Hoarders. No, I don't care. No, it'll be fun. This week on Hoarders, 20 dead cats. In a house. In a house.
It's like a reality show.
Which way is
dead
more?
Cats in a house.
It's just a lot
20 celebrities have to live in a house filled with 50 dead animals.
A few days in, like, new cast members join, and it's just mold and flies.
Oh, God.
Flavor Flav just walks in the house, and then they compete for his love.
Oh, hell God. God, love.
I miss that show so much. So, we extended it an hour.
we have an hour of Chris Chantor.
You should make that
great.
A bonus episode.
You know what?
Episode 34 is called Chris Chat. And it's
episode
just this.
Zero, the Chris Chan episode.
Episode secret.
Dude, secret episodes are essential for podcasts. You just loom them over people.
Yeah. They're all
we've already,
we want to hear that one. It's like,
we've already got one, but like it's genuinely something they don't want. I think it's 28. Yeah, that one.
Oh, there are a couple of Gather Your Podcast episodes that are genuinely like unairable. One of them, just give you the title, the Nazi episode.
What happens in that one?
Was somebody really racist or something?
Well, now I want to hear it.
Really, though, if you think about it, not all the Nazis were bad. They kind of did good things.
Oh boy, here we go.
You see, and this is the kind of thing where you just shut this discussion up as soon as possible.
It's happening!